Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine completely.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Treasurer is our guest. He's the founder and the chief encouragement officer at Giant Leap Consulting. He's a leadership expert extraordinaire and teaches people the power of leadership all over the world. The author of a number of books, including the new book, Leaders Open Doors, Second Edition. Is that right, Bill? Did I say that right?
That's right.
Because it's so new, I don't even have my copy, folks. But I know all about it because I've been. We were talking about it before the first edition came out, and Bill. Now, one thing I want to point out, and I'm proud of you for this. Whatever money you make on this book, you're donating to a very worthy cause. Tell the audience about it.
You know, that's part of the best thing about the new edition of the book is that there's actually a bigger royalty percentage, and I'm donating 100% of my royalties. Because I want the book to open doors for people who have a hard time opening doors for themselves. So the 100% of the book's royalties are being donated to programs that support children with special needs. The first edition raised $8,000, and with the second edition, we're hoping to raise over $50,000.
Well, good for you, and hopefully, folks, if you're touched by that, and I promise you, you'll be glad you got the book. But if you're touched by Bill's gesture, Bill, tell them how they can find the book.
I'd go to leadersopendoors.com. Or your favorite online retailer, and even in your favorite hardback retailer.
Right, right. Because the new book's out in a hardback too, right?
It is.
Yep.
It's a hardback book.
So good for you for doing that. I believe that we need more hardback books. Okay. So one of the things in the new edition, second edition of Leaders Open Doors. You've got stories. You've got people who contributed, like our friend Ken Blanchard and others. Chip Bell, if I'm not mistaken, contributed. Our good buddy Chip and some other people contributed to your book. You've got tell us a couple of stories that they contributed.
I'm glad you reminded
about their own leadership experiences.
Yeah, Chip Bell's got a good story. He was the first time he was a training director. He was hiring for a new position in the company that he worked at, and he had a bunch of candidates come through. And one candidate, even before he came in, he knew of the resume, and he couldn't wait to talk to this guy because the guy had a stellar military background. And so he went to a high pedigreed school, and that's really what caught Chip's attention. But when Chip reviewed how the interview went with his boss wasn't as convinced. He's like, well, here's some things that I don't like about him. But Chip ultimately, and here's the open door leader, he said, ultimately, Chip, it's your decision. And I support your decision 100%, whatever you do. But sure enough, he hired the guy because more that he was enamored with his pedigree of background, especially the educational background at an Ivy League school.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy came in, and he was, he didn't put out. He didn't deliver. And it was a big disappointment. And within 3 months, Chip had to let him go. And he said his boss never gloated about that. He never did an I told you so. He basically said, Chip, I told you I would support you, and I do. You've got a good judgment, and you'll learn from this, and let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
And Chip always appreciated that.
Wow.
Learned an important lesson about don't be so enamored with a person's, what matters is how the person actually has delivered, not where they went to school.
I know people who, if you've got any kind of letters on the end of your name, they just get all a Twitter about stuff like that. And I kind of quit saying that, don't I, all of Twitter, because that means something different now but than it did 10 years ago. But they get all excited about that, and I've seen people who would do that. But you're right, you have to have the goods too, don't you? Not just the credentials. You have to have the goods. You have to have the come across.
And the way that our wonderful friend Chip Bell put it is that this guy was all hat and no cow.
All hat and no cattle. That's from Texas, folks. We love the Texas for that. And all hat and no cattle. you got another story.
I do. Another quick one from Ken Blanchard. Now, we all know Ken Blanchard is a multi-million dollar seller, and he wrote The One-Minute Manager.
He told that story on my show years ago. Tien's been on the show many times. He told the story. Did you know that was a self-published book in the beginning, right?
Oh, geez, I didn't.
Back in the late 70s, he and Johnson wrote that book. Spencer Johnson wrote that book, and they self-published it and sold 125,000 copies, and nobody would pick it up, and then of course all the publishers wanted him. But that's a great early story about sticking with it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so here he is. He's in graduate school, and he's gotten his PhD, and he has his first job in a management professorial position. And he talks to the dean of the business program, and the dean wants him to sit in on another teacher's class because he thinks it would be good for Ken. And the guy's name is Paul Hersey, is the class that he wants him to sit in on. But Ken's actually offended. He's like, here I am. I've got a PhD.
I've arrived. And you want me to audit somebody else's?
Yeah. And I'm going to audit this other guy's class, and the other guy doesn't have a PhD. He's offended. And the open door leader comes in the form of his wife, and she basically says, Ken, why don't you get your ego out of the way and go and do what the dean asked you to do? And so he does, and ultimately it starts this wonderful collaboration, and he came up with the situational leadership model with Paul Hersey, and right. It impacted his career, really positive going forward.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes we got to get beyond our own pedigree, mm-hmm. right? We got to
get out of your own way. That's one of the things that that I've said many times on the show. Is successful leaders know how to get out of, or they? No, I won't say they know. They learn how to get out of their own way, don't they?
I think it's a humble life lesson that at some point it's going to make you get out of the way.
And if you know Ken now, you know he's not like that at all. And
he's a gracious
guy.
Hey,
I need a website, Bill.
I'd go to www.leadersopendoors.com.
And all the money that the proceeds for the royalties goes to helping children with special needs, right?
With special needs, specifically in the area of cerebral palsy, like there United Cerebral Palsy and March of Dimes, wonderful organization.
Thanks, Bill. Come back soon. See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.